Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Oh, happy, happy, beautiful, incredible Mother's Day to all of you people. And thank you to my family that they made our fabulous brunch plans early so I could be back in time to be here live with you. I just am filled with gratitude and love for this amazing community, and just did, as you know, the first seminar on my big tour across the East Coast, and what an amazing night it was. And so many of you showed up and expanded together and partied together, and oh my God, it's just been, what a kickoff, that's all I can say. What a kickoff to this great tour, and wow, my heart just went whoop and opened up with all this emotion. I want to take time to honor the two women in my life that have always reminded me of unconditional love in many different ways. Well, three, actually. My grandma Val and my mommy and my daughter. And all those three amazing forces in my life really have created this total experience of giving and receiving love and appreciating family and seeing the world through the perception of love. So I really want to dedicate today to them and their love. And I want to read you this little piece from Ramtha, the white book. It's page 100. She's actually talking about Buddha and Buddha's choice in being born and all that. But it applies to all of us globally, universally, interdimensionally. Even as a young babe in life, the entity already knew how to love. It was how to see God in himself and then become it that he had to master. And so he did. The entity's name was Buddha. Always you have chosen. Always you have the will to choose. No one and none choose for you. Always you have chosen. Always you have the will to choose. None choose for you. And that is the great message. And I want to get clear about nobody chooses what. And one of the quotes that I'm using in the seminar is from Einstein about, you know, once you align yourself with the frequency of the thing that you want, that thing must be created for you. And that's not philosophy, that's science. And if we know that God is love and God is all thought and all possibility and God is the force, the divine love, the energy that creates all, then it's very simple deduction to go to when we are aligned in the frequency of love, as the frequency of love, all things are created for us. that's science, not philosophy. So that takes us to the breaking news of the Love Hover that we've just been introduced to. And, you know, for those of you who really are playing with it out there and having experiences with it, I want to hear today. What I'm finding is it's very easy for me to choose to do it consciously as a choice. And then sometimes I fall out when things happen and I go into reaction, and then I forget to just simply bring myself back to the frequency of love. But like we know, the more conscious you become, the more you catch yourself, the more you say, oh, well, fell out there that time. Now I'm bringing myself back to the frequency of love, going to do the Love Hover, going to see me loving me, integrate me loving me. Then the time lapse shortens, just like with the experience of the red dot. And we get to live it as a consciously continuing frequency of who we are. So I just really invite you to do the Love Hover. Somebody should write a song for me about that. Do the Love Hover. And just play around with it. Again, they're reminding me that when we can get more consistent than not, small things can absolutely start showing up within 2 weeks. Now, again, they want to remind you, you're not doing this for anything. You have no intention. You have no agenda. You know everything you want already. Okay, I think I'm going to go to the calls. And Mary, you're on first. What's up, girl?
Hey, lady.
Hey, baby.
Everything you say and more. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you for Doylestown. Oh, my God, people, we just flew as high as you could fly.
It was a pretty awesome night, yeah. Have you been able to sustain that?
Yes. And I've got to tell you, when Ann and I were driving around Doylestown yesterday, and we were looking at different things, and we kept saying, we want to find a yogurt shop. Do you think we could find one? No. So we said, okay, fine. And as we continued our journey home, driving down through Maryland, I said to her, I need to remember what exit to take. And so we just pulled off to this exit that just happened to materialize. We walked in, and not only did it give us our frozen yogurt that we'd been looking for, but right in front of us is this giant map that said, go to do this, and you're there. And we were. It is just so beautiful, perfect, not a bump, not nothing.
Yeah,
so, effortless. Yeah, and we just would look at each other and go, hover, love, hover.
It's fun to play with, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's fun to, and that, Mary just gave you all an example of how it starts showing up.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, so acknowledge that those things didn't just happen, and they did just happen because you were aligned with the frequency of love that makes everything easier and more effortless and joyful.
Right? That is the truth. Amen.
That's what we call miracles, guys. What we call miracles.
And it's joyous.
Yeah, absolutely. And I so appreciate all of you coming and supporting me, and really appreciate how much we all could see how much the work has progressed.
Yeah.
Right? Pretty much, now, again, you guys are your highest answer, but pretty much the breathing exercise is old news now.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Even the red dot exercise is kind of old news now, unless you just don't simply get the basics and you don't know how to hold your focus at all.
Right. Most or unless you just show up in the front row with red dots on everybody's forehead.
Oh, my God. That just cracked me up. There were about 12 people, and they got my family to do it, too. When I looked up after starting the seminar, everybody had on a big freaking red dot. Cracked me up. So much fun to play with you all around that. Well, thanks, Mary, for calling
thank
in.
Thank you. And thank you for
so
everything.
Much.
And we
happy
love you.
Happy Mother's Day.
And thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Yeah, Mother's Day is such a such an example of unconditional love. It's a metaphor for it. It's the representation of it. It's, you know, no matter what I have to do, I'll go the full road for my kid unconditionally. And they're showing me Cujo. You know, I mean, that really isn't that what that part of that mother was in Cujo, is no matter what I have to do, I'm going to save this kid. No, we're not into saving, but I'm just saying that's what the movie was about. Okay, Jeannie, what's up?
Are you reading my mind or am I reading yours? Because I just blogged my monthly blog, exactly what you said at the beginning.
Well, you know, there's only one energy, so we're all pulling from the one mind, Jeannie.
I know, it's wonderful, and I knew I was going to be the second caller because everybody knows that I have to get out of here soon, and I wanted to say Happy Mother's Day to you,
Happy Mother's Day, baby.
Pennsylvania was terrific.
It was terrific, and we're going to create a whole new terrific experience in New York. I'm so happy you're going to be there.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank God we're doing the thing on Wednesday night, because to come in and do a Saturday three-hour seminar drunk is no way to be.
Yeah, exactly. Although sometimes my channel's very good on a couple of glasses.
Oh, I know.
All right, honey, have a great day.
Love y'all. Happy Mother's Day to the entire community.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bye.
A little celebration here of unconditional love between us. I like that. Hey, Steve.
Hey. Happy Mama's Day.
Thank you.
And I have two things. One, I've been having, and the second one will demonstrate the work. I've been having back issues, and I can't understand it. I thought I'd put that one away.
Okay. Well, again, and literally they stopped me in the middle of the seminar because something came in and I said, well, I want to know why. And they stopped me and they said, that's done. You're not supposed to ask why anymore.
Okay.
So what are we supposed to do, Steve? I know that's what, you know, we all may find ourselves defaulting to that place because that's what the work has been about. We had to go through that. We had to take those baby steps so that we would have the balanced energy of understanding where to go by not doing it anymore. So what do you do then instead of going, why is my back hurting?
You send yourself love.
Yeah. So why don't you try that right now? Why doesn't everybody pull up what you're working on? Okay, whether it's money or your health in some way, relationship, you know what you want. You want to feel great. You want lots of money. You want loving, honoring, beautiful, sexual, happy, stimulating relationships. Now let that go. You want freedom. You want joy, health and wellness. But then, of course, if you have that, you have freedom and joy, don't you?
Right.
Okay. So we all know what we want. And we take none of those agendas into this exercise. This exercise we do just for the sake of loving ourselves. So everybody see yourself above yourself? and just sending you love. You can feel yourself receiving the love. You can feel yourself sending it back to you that's hovering over you. Let it morph wherever it wants to as long as it's you. And really try to be in there and be you, not be a third you watching you, to truly be in the experience. That, according to my channel, and if any of you are testing with me, and you know I love you to do that, because it might take us to a further definition or understanding, according to my testing, that's the highest way for Steve to create his back feeling great.
Wow. It does. It's feeling better. I can do my whole day great. And
okay.
Again,
we're just, it's a choice. You're going to have to choose to do the newly expanded version now. What else, sweetheart?
So I was, I got a new smartphone. Because I wanted unlimited data without, because I didn't want to think about it. So, I got Verizon to take back my phone without a penalty. I was really happy. I worked on it. I got it. So I get this new phone, and I'm out all day with it. And I come back home, and I have one fucking bar, which I can't do anything with in my apartment. So I'm walking around. I'm trying to make adjustments. And then I go, Steve, aren't you taking the Hermit thing just a little too far? And then I go back and I have 3 or 4 bars. It's like, it's like, whoa, make a choice, Steve, you know.
Well, and what they're saying is, first of all, they want to go to your words, unlimited data. They want everybody to understand clearly that unlimited data is exactly what the love hover is.
Oh, God.
It's the unlimited potentiality of everything that you're wanting.
Oh, I really made a statement.
Well, you usually make a statement. I'm just trying to get you to be conscious of the fact that you're always making a statement, all of you.
Yes, but that's really...
When you breathe, you're making a statement. The
yes.
Second thing they want you to understand is the bars are... representation of I want to be fully connected, I want to be a hermit. I want to be fully connected, I want to be a hermit. So you're throwing both of those out to the ionosphere, and that's why you're getting a little bit of everything instead of focusing it all on what you want.
So I want to be fully connected. That would take me into everything I
okay,
want.
Okay,
fine. Thing.
So you know, we want to be fully connected with ourselves. We want to be fully connected with the universe because we have to play with all energy to create. So you know what you want now, and that is, again, they want you to understand, even without you having stated that, and being conscious of it in your conscious mind. This is a true statement. I'm understanding this the highest way. Yeah. You bring that into balance and creation by being the frequency of love.
I gotcha. I just got to say, I really love the fact that I'm living my life as such a pure metaphor. It's I don't know. I mean, it's like... I know I'm a fine actor, and it's all there. It's like now I've made the choice to be fully connected, and I can enjoy it. I can enjoy it, really. I can really enjoy it.
Yeah, take your attention off being a fine actor. Live as and be the frequency of love, and the fine acting is all in place.
Yeah, I do live more and more. Even I was walking around this weekend, I was going, why am I judging people? Why can't I just let them be who they are?
But asking why, Stephen.
Okay.
But asking why, it takes your focus to the negative.
Okay.
When you find yourself doing that, just bring yourself back to the frequency of love.
Okay,
honey?
Gotcha. I love you.
And
I'll see you Wednesday. I'll see you on the left side.
Yippee. I'll see you then, honey. Bye-bye. All righty. We're going to Miss Sharon in Bermuda. Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
I'm good. How are you, Dee? Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, darling.
Life is good. Life is good. Every word that you've said has been fantastic. And I've obviously missed a few of your radio shows because I'm missing some of this stuff. What is the new red dot and what is the light above the head?
Oh, yes. Well, you've missed several. Well, the red dot exercise is, wow, it's over 6 months old.
I know the red dot. I know the red dot, and I can take it up to 3 minutes. But what's the second stage of it?
Okay, well, it's not really the second stage. It's the new exercise that I just took you through, which we lovingly have termed the love hover because it's a lot of fun. basically what the channel said is stop asking why or what my block is or what's in the way. That's old news. That's the old way of healing. That will continually define yourself as something that needs to be fixed.
Beautiful.
And just to know that you know all the desires of your heart. And when you literally live in the frequency of love, it creates everything, it heals everything. And to bring yourself back to, so they've given us this exercise where we literally hover above ourselves and send us love.
Oh, lovely.
And, yeah, it's beautiful. And then what happens is that the me below me wants to send back love to the me above me that's sending me love. And what happens really quickly is Retha gives, that I'm
right.
giving and receiving myself love continually all the time. And
that's just beautiful.
I mean, this is what they're saying to me. That's all, folks. This is the highest information you can get and understand at this time. And they show me Christ healing the lepers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't take a bone scan, and I'm not a doctor, so I'm using this as a metaphor. They didn't do bone scans or blood tests or any of that. He laid his hands on them and held the frequency of love so that they could remember their own frequency of love and move back into it.
Beautiful.
So that's what it is. Do you have any questions about it?
Well, the question I was calling up with had a why and a split energy to it, so I've got no need for it now. I just go back into
that's
the love,
That's a true statement. Yeah, that's a true statement. Okay.
That's
now,
fantastic. It's amazing.
You know, if you're a healer and you want to understand some of the whys and the hows so that you understand how people work, they're saying that's fine as long as you understand that's not what it's about anymore.
Yeah. Which I do, but this is also bringing me to a whole nother level. There's nowhere to. I've been channeling everything through divine love as you told me to, and just observing this weekend how that wasn't what was showing up, and so I figured a call with you, but. If nothing's coming up in you and this beautiful exercise is there, then I just get to play there.
Well, basically what it is what I told this beautiful woman that I did a private session with yesterday. And she came in and she said, well, I do this every Friday and I do this every Saturday and I have this clearing with this healer every... And I was exhausted by the time she got finished.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her and I said, you know, I have to tell you, I might not be the right person for you to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Because I asked her, why are you here? She said, well, I want to know what all my blocks are to being mm-hmm. the fullest spiritual being I can. And literally the channel says, there are no blocks except you thinking that there are.
Mm.
So, again, if we keep saying, where's the block, where's the block, where's the block?
I hear you.
We keep looking for it, we keep creating it, and we keep saying, you know, if I were a person with no blocks and was already there and knew I just had to live in the frequency of love, then I would not be looking for all my blocks. So I can't be that person while I'm still looking for all my blocks. You understand?
Yeah, it's the speaking of the blocks even into our mind as if, like, well, why is that? It's just activating it, and then it has to show up again.
Yeah.
I can't begin to tell you how tingly I feel about that. May I pass that on to my clients?
Oh, guys, look, you all know that you have permission, and this is my great desire, to take this work and ripple it out, you know? And if you want to say, you know, you studied with me or you got it from this
mm-hmm.
community, great.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, I don't care.
I know. I always mention your name.
Because do I appreciate it? Sure. Do I appreciate your referrals? Absolutely. You know that I make a living doing this and acting. Nobody's trying to pull the wool over your eyes about that. Nobody's
mm-hmm.
trying to say, well, you know, but I've got to tell you, you look at the prices that a lot of other people charge for the kind of programs that I give, I try to make mine incredibly affordable.
Yeah.
People say to me all the time, you should never take payment plans. And I said, you know what? My intention is that anybody that's called to this work gets to do it.
In
any way that I can make that available to them and affordable to them without stress, I'm going to do it.
Beautiful.
And so that's what I'm about. But you have permission. Now, the only thing I ask you not to use are my sheets, or the sheets
oh,
that
no,
you use in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they are not trained how to use the sheets and don't understand the work, they can decipher them through their own limited perspectives, which could be
mm-hmm.
Not helpful to them. You know? So that's why those sheets have a copyright on them. So.
Well, I appreciate that so much. And I didn't even know I needed this call, and I didn't even know I needed that new level
change
of
those
work.
Words, Sharon. I want you to change your word needed.
Desired. Chose.
Yeah. Okay. So you absolutely chose it because you're here and you called in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
beautiful.
You chose it just because we get to play an expansion here in this community. We get to play together and discover together even higher understandings of what we already know. Right?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Before
I
go,
you,
is there
sweetheart.
Anything
yeah.
coming up in you that I need to know? Or I choose to know?
Just that you're it. You're it, Sharon.
That's it. Beautiful.
You're it.
Thank you so much, Dee. And
you
have
bet.
A beautiful, loved up Mother's Day.
Oh, I've already created that already. Thank you. Love you, honey. All right, and we're going to Matthew in New York. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello, Dee. How are you? Happy Mother's
Day. I'm fabulous. Day. Thank you, darling. Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day to a working mom whose work includes playing working moms at play. No wonder you're good at recitative. You look like...
You bet. Yeah, I don't look at anything I do as work.
Yeah.
You know, not mothering, not doing my beautiful talk show here, not acting, not doing the seminars. You know, somebody came up to me after the seminar Friday, and they'd never seen me before. They really didn't know much about my work. And she came up and she said, you know, I brought my sister and my mother, and we didn't even know why we were coming, but I have never had so much fun about feeling good that I create my life. And I went, I have done my job. You know?
Yay.
Been too frickin' serious for too long here. What's going on with you, baby?
Well, I'm much closer. I'm living in that place again after going where I was last week. I don't think that particular situation has moved anywhere except behind me. And in doing so, a lot of other stuff has opened on. I was so glad. I'm finding this a sublime and transcendent call. There's so much amazing, and the love hover explanation that came in, and the letting go of what you want first, and of being sure that, you know, that you are receiving you from you, is amazing. A lot, and you've only been talking for half an hour, Dee. It's amazing.
Yeah, and the work is, this is shooting the work into a whole different dimension, guys, or the play, or the create.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just
stop calling
it the work.
So they're
applauding that. Stop calling it the work. Yeah.
Yes. And Dee, that's kind of exactly where I feel like I'm coming in today, because you talked about rippling this work out into the world, but I've been making conscious choices. I have some new gigs, and I've had a lot. It's been a very busy week, and I'm choosing to be all channel all the time whenever I can remember it. And I feel like, you know, my work is growing to the new place where I am really surprised by it, and it serves even better than I imagined, and I'm really thrilled with that. And I feel like, rather than rippling this work out, I feel like I'm, and it might almost be a fear of engulfing the world with it. I'm starting to work with some people creating audio products and healing things.
Okay,
like
stop,
going, Matthew. There you go. Okay, cool.
So what they're saying is the fear is really about you engulfing yourself. Mm-hmm. And they're giving me the lines, losing myself in my work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, there's part of you that's remembering how exciting that was and is. Oh my God, I just immersed myself in the work. I love losing myself in the work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's
and fun. At one point, something happened to you, and it was a negative thing, with somebody else, something that somebody did to you, and you said, and this is all subconsciously, Matthew, you said, see, that's what happens. When I allow the work to just take me over and I live in the excitement and the joy and the love of giving through all my work, this is what happens. Now, I sure as hell know where that place is in my life. Do you know where it was?
Well, part of it is going, it could be so many that the answer is almost
like... Well, go
like,
to 20 years ago. What's 20 years ago? 19 what? So shitty it.
Well, that was actually the... 94, is that? That would probably be more about... health and relationships than my musical work.
Well, yes, but you see, you collapse them.
That's what happens.
I immerse myself in the work, and I'm living in this glorious place of total commitment and.
Mm-hmm.
Consumed by the giving and the artistry and creation, then other places in my life get screwed up. That is a belief that you could look at for years and years and centuries, they're saying, and never get to everything that's around it. But you can if you, when you use the frequency of love. To just know that you can have it all and have it all successfully and helpfully and abundantly and with divine right relationships, you can just have it all. And everything stays in a balance when you immerse yourself in the joy of what you do. So now you know, and this is for all of us, now we know what we want. Now we love ourselves, not to get it, because we already are it when we are and remain in the frequency of love. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't fret about it, you don't worry about it, you let it go. And whether you ever brought that to consciousness or not, bringing yourself and being the frequency of love would have brought that all into balance for you anyway.
I felt like it already has, even just being on the call.
Yes,
the
I get
place.
A yes on that. And they're taking me to the first sheet. Hold on. Yes, I accept that I am the creation of all creation. That's literally in the greatest and most joyful and most positive way. That's what the love hover does for us, is it takes us into the creation of everything in our lives through divine love, which is perfect balance in health, perfect balance in money, perfect balance in success and career, in relationships. Everything without bypassing our mental mind that's going to argue and limit us and go into fear. Now, you just help bring in a huge furthering understanding of what the love hover is and what this is all about, Matthew. You got it?
Oh, yeah. And it's you brought in a lot. And we get to have cocktails on Wednesday. So what could be wrong?
Anybody that is attending the seminar in New York, what's the name of the place we're meeting at 8 on Wednesday?
Brandy's
Piano Bar.
Piano Bar.
Okay.
It's like 82nd and 1st-ish, something. There's links have been posted. There is a website. It's in the East 80s. Be there or be square, guys.
Be there or be square, and then I'll see you at the seminar. Love you so much.
Yes. If you come a little before 8, that's when the cocktail happy hour prices would be ending. I'm just saying.
Oh, well, maybe we should have made it 7:30 then. I'll email you about that.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye, Annie.
Bye-bye.
All right, Miss Ann in Georgia. What's up?
Dee, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, love you, love you. And I just love waking up and just doing the love hover instead of all that other stuff that felt more like work than play. And I really had a huge, huge, huge shift there. I think you were probably in the bathroom when it happened. Anyway, Mary and I went out. Mary and I went out after you told me about my energy, and there was something that just didn't sit right about giving my organs somewhere else. And she said, well, maybe you were violated somewhere and you just want control over your body, and everything just flew away. And it was,
I get a huge yes on that.
Yes, and I don't know what it was. I don't ever have to know. I was totally clear. I came back in that room. Salita was sitting behind me. I jumped up on my chair, and I put my hands up, and I said, yes, I am my energy. I am. Nobody has control over it, and I can have control over my body and what I do with it. And I moved through what I was, instead of thinking about it or anything, I just was it. And then I got down, and it was so much fun, I jumped up again. I did, and it was just between Salita and I and what anybody else thought. And after I got down, I saw you come out of the bathroom, and I thought, isn't that perfect? I wasn't doing it for anybody else. I'm not looking for anybody's approval.
Yeah,
and
good.
And, experience that will stay with me the rest of my life, that little three-year-old that is in just pure joyous love on just being herself and having her whole body and energy for herself.
Oh, my God.
And
I
woke up this
that.
Morning and I just did love hover and, you know, everything went away. You know, whatever comes up, that's all I need.
Oh,
no,
okay.
You know, I'm into easy.
me too. And let's be clear. There's nothing to go away. There's nothing to clear. What you're doing is bringing the love that you were and are automatically forever back into the frequency of what you've always known.
And that's what I get. I just get that it's simple and easy, and I don't have to think about anything. That's what I've been looking for so my whole fucking life. I'm there, and you know, whatever happens beyond here is fine. But you kept saying, and even when I bought that little pendulum, and I was just showing you my yes, and you thought, well, you know, and I thought, yeah, I do know, but you know, I hadn't ever gotten it on that level.
I hear you, and that you see. It's why we come together to play.
Oh,
not
God.
To fix ourselves, but to expand continually our understanding of the God, a.k.a. love, that we are. And everybody on this call has served to expand the understanding of it so that we just move into more awesome vibration of excitement and love and happiness. Woohoo for us!
Yeah, and there's one more piece coming back. You know, Mary shared earlier, we were back and we got our yogurt, and she and I feel like we time traveled because we saw a part of Doylestown we never could find again, even though we kept going back. And we think we were in another time space together because we both saw it. Anyway, then when we got to where we got the yogurt, you know, we started sharing at a deep, deep level. And I've always looked for the retreat within. It's not a retreat. The word I couldn't find was sanctuary. And that's what I dropped into inside. And Mary was able to drop into her sanctuary. And, share, you know, I went to this as much to see Mary and meet her because we've had connection in the community.
They want to be clear for everybody that the sanctuary of you is merely the wholeness of the love that you always have been.
Yes,
and
I get it.
You can feel the difference in the vibration between sanctuary and retreat.
Oh, totally, totally, totally.
Yeah,
and it's
that's awesome.
Totally for me. It's just totally for me, and hers is totally for her, and we each have our own sanctuary, and we are all connected. It's beautiful.
Yep. I love you, honey. Thank you so much.
I love
much.
You, too, and thank you
wow.
so much for what you,
you
do.
And
how.
Mary did some great work. I'm on my laptop, and the computer is so sensitive that if I'm cutting some of you off early, I'm sorry. It's kind of weird to run this thing this way. Chris in Tennessee. Oh, that was awesome. Hi, honey. What's up?
Hey, Dee, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
It's great to talk to you, and it's great to be on the show.
Absolutely, indeed, and I second that. Can I help you with anything?
Well, yeah, a couple of things. My ear's plugged up from playing in the water too much. I feel like I want to get my ear cleared out so I can hear again with that ear. But
okay, well, so what do you think you might not be hearing? Now, for some reason, I'm asking, and they're giving us permission to do this, to discuss this.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, is like, what am I not hearing?
Well, they're saying the truth. And the truth of who you are.
Okay.
And there's a part of you that's just not quite accepting that the truth of who you are is just total love, Chris. Now, those of us that know your energy and talk to you and have worked with you on the show for so long, I can absolutely tell you you're pure love.
Well, why would I not believe that I'm not pure love? Or why would I not be totally?
That we aren't given permission to ask. Now, I can go ahead and ask it, but they're saying, you see, that's what they don't want us to do, is to keep delving into, well, why wouldn't I? Well, why can't I? Instead of just bringing yourself back into the frequency that you are. Because
right.
if you ask, well, why wouldn't I know that I'm not love? Then where does your focus go on not being love? So
yeah.
I want to hear the truth of me, and the truth of me is that I'm love, and then move into the frequency of love. But on a more mundane note, they're saying to you, when you go to sleep, sleep on that side so that your ear can drain. Now, I'm not a doctor, but I'm showing you. What?
I did that last night, and it didn't work. But
well, that's not true. It's in the process of working.
Okay.
So, again, they're saying it doesn't make any sense to you that this frequency of love and holding the focus of your energy in the frequency of love will clear your ear. And that's the part you have to get past, is it doesn't make any sense.
Well, no, that makes sense to me.
Okay, well, just do it. And just do it. They're saying just do it. They're showing me the Nike thing. Just do it. Okay?
Okay, and the other thing I wanted to ask about was, I want to create more cash flow and more prosperity in my business.
Okay, same thing, Chris, and it has to do with the same thing that you're just not. Hold on, you're not hearing the frequency. So we have an experience. Oh, it's what I started to do in the workshop. Okay, so in the workshop, and this was not planned, but they had me start playing the tape of the babies laughing that I've used in the past in some places, because it's an auditory cue of how to move back into the frequency of love. Pharrell's Happy Song. If you play that, you automatically hear, okay, and when you hear babies laugh, you hear how to move back into the frequency of love. So maybe for you, this is new information. See, guys, look how fast we're doing this. So for some people, the vision of us hovering over us, those of us that learn and experience visually, that's a great way to do it. Those of us that learn and experience auditorially, we're going to find the two or three auditory things that automatically shift us, so that when we put them on or play them in our mind, that's our choice to love hover. And then there's also the visual that they want to bring in. So,
well, I'm more of a visual person.
Well, they used you, though, big time to bring in, now that we have the concept of the love hover, it doesn't have to stop with that. They're saying yes, but, for example, do you have a waterfall you love? They're taking me to waterfalls or rapids or...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. See, as soon as I said that, you moved into the frequency.
Yeah.
So for you, that might be a better and more accurate choice than visualizing yourself over yourself. So in other words, they're offering up, and this is how fast this work is going now because it just came in a week and a half ago. They're saying there are a multitude of different ways that you can access this. Find the way that works for you. Know that's your trigger and take yourself there by choice.
Okay.
And for some of us, we can use the love hover. When I put on Pharrell's Happy, I go right into the vibration. I hear a baby. When I see my daughter, as I've shared with you, as a baby when she's young and me coming into her room, all those things work for me. The point is that that's the frequency that we have to choose to live in consistently and know that that frequency creates everything we want, including the money flow in your business. Okay, Chris?
Okay.
Yeah, well, that was, thanks for that. See, yeah. I was stopping at the visual. So, wow. Oh, my God. I do love this community. Reva, what's up?
Well, first of all, hello, are you there?
I am.
Happy Mother's Day. I love you.
Thank you, darling. Ditto and ditto.
Second of all, I got an email from Mary, and I hear you're just rocking.
Yeah, we had one good seminar. We sure did.
And third of all, I just thought I'd share. Something came in this morning when I was doing the love hover, love wrap thing with myself, that around the headaches, that I've been so mental, like, well, I think I'll do this. I think I should go here. I think I'll call that person. And I told you last week that what I started doing was bringing it from the mental and opening my heart with the love, loving my body, no matter what, wherever it is. And that thinking, though, is what caused the knot. So like when we say, get out of your head, you'll say, drop into your heart. That's where I was staying. I wasn't feeling the moving into, and the love hover started opening up all of that. So I'm just sharing this for anybody who has physical stuff. And like with Chris, my business, when I started getting, like, concerned, I just started wrapping my businesses in love and loving them.
Yep.
So, thought I'd share.
And all kinds of opportunities have, like, dropped from the sky here in the last week and a half for you. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And so then what I did was, like, not slough it off like, ooh, I love the expansion of this. Isn't this amazingly wonderful?
Yeah, and I absolutely had something to do with this. This just didn't happen. It's not happenstance.
Yep.
It's not luck.
Yep.
I am really going to be conscious that when I live in the frequency of love, it creates everything.
Yes. Yes, whether it's physical, like you were saying earlier, physical, business, money, it's all about love. And I've had the opportunity to now work with sponsees after the IFC, and I've been bringing in the love hover. Now, however the words come for them, they come, but that's the energy I'm bringing to them, and the receptivity is fantastic.
Well, yeah, because you know, they've been saying for years and years and years, I'm limiting myself by this definition of being an alcoholic.
Yep.
And that's got to hold off some of the love for yourself.
Yeah.
Even
so it's,
when that, that's what that amazing program is about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. So.
And I want you, do you have handy what you texted me? And I texted you back one shift in the wording. What did you send me?
I forgot a word. You mean the one by Ernest Holmes?
The love hover. You sent me the one about the love hover.
I have all of the stuff I sent you, so let's see. The love hover, and I forgot the word us. So it's now the love hover keeps us tuned to the love vibration we are.
Exactly. Because what it read the first time is the love hover kind of makes us that. And what the love hover does is remind you, and that's why I read that little part at the beginning of the show, it's just reminding you, yes, this is the truth of who I am.
Yeah.
I am love. I've known that since even before I came in. That's what I am. And that's who I am. And therefore, that's the frequency I am going to stay aligned in, because when I move from that frequency, I move out of the truth of who I am.
Yeah, and you know, I don't watch commercials, but the other day I was walking through and I was watching something, that a commercial came on talking about oxytocin, which is what? The love hormone. We love that.
Yeah.
So it's like, hello, everybody.
Yeah.
Love.
Thanks, darling. Love you so.
Love you. Bye. Have fun.
Thanks. I am. Holly, I'm going to take your call, but we got to be real quick because we're almost out of time. What's up, darling?
Hi, darling, and happy Mother's Day to that mother of us all.
Thank you, sweet thing. Thank you.
I just love you, darling. And I'll keep it quick. I did the red dot exercise and everything, and that was just great. It just opened up such a world for me, like even sitting in traffic and seeing that all the red lights behind everybody's car.
Yeah.
And it just is that wonderful thing. But when I started doing the love hover, what happens is all of a sudden, and I'm getting choked up now, I just get, this overwhelming feeling of sadness. And it makes me have like a knee-jerk reaction to it. So I just wanted to know if I'm like off some way or if the channel could help
No,
me.
It's not off.
Okay.
It's not off. It's bringing to your attention that you have collapsed love and sadness together.
Oh, that's wild.
Okay, and it does not matter when it happened. It doesn't matter how it happened.
No.
You're already in the process of healing it. There is a child or a baby or the memory of one of those in you that represents pure love. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Just know that you can trust that. And that's what pure unconditional love is, which is what you are. And that's what you want. That's what you want, that pure knowing of that unconditional love everywhere in every subject of your life. It was just you reminding you that somewhere in there you kind of put together a collapsed definition of what love is. It's already being healed. So don't run from it. Embrace it. Accept it. And when you do the love hover, just know it. That's already being healed into the perfect unconditional love that you have always been. All right, sweetheart?
That's fabulous. Thank you so much, darling. You bet. And have a fabulous day.
Thank you. Well, what a great end to the show. Oh, my God. Ask me how freaking happy I am that I created doing this show live. This has been an awesomely expansive show. And, of course, the more of this understanding will be taken then into more of the New York workshop, and we just keep expanding. God, it's so amazing to watch us work, isn't it? I so unconditionally love you forever and today, from the beginning of time to the expansion of all time. Go out and create this amazing day of love, because that's really what the mother energy represents. I love you all so very much. See you next Sunday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.